5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us on the line right now, Montgomery County Councilmember Nancy Florine, Democrat at large. And we asked her to come on because yesterday the council voted to give homeowners in the county the biggest tax hike in some 7 years. The annual tax bill would go up something just a little short of 9%, 8.7%. Nancy Florine, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Good morning.
All right. So why do you need the more money?
Well, we need it for our schools, primarily. We are really pretty proud of this budget, actually. I know it seems like a lot for the average homeowner, though. It comes out to less than a dollar a day. And I think that's the way I'm hoping people will consider this.
But we need it for the schools. Why?
Well, our schools have grown exponentially over the past few years. We see this continuing at the rate of like a high school a year, 2,500 kids.
And where are those kids coming from?
Well, our birth rate is up. That's the largest issue for us in Montgomery County. And it is a challenge that we need to face head on. Right now, our classrooms are crowded. We have a lot of teacher issues, and we really needed to make a course correction in how we were spending our money.
You say birth rate is up, but how many of these kids have come here into this country illegally, as illegal aliens to this country?
I have no idea, but not that
well,
many.
But isn't that a number you ought to know?
Our birth rate is at historic highs.
But isn't that a number you should know? Shouldn't you definitively be able to tell me how many of the kids are here who are not American citizens?
You really have a point of view, don't you?
I have a question that I would like an answer to, ma'am.
I don't know the answer. You know, we don't check your birth certificate when you live in Montgomery County.
But if you're a property owner in Montgomery County, ma'am, and I want to get if you're a property owner and you're facing higher property taxes because you need money for the schools, and you have a policy in Montgomery County of being sort of a supportive county for people who come to this country illegally. Don't you think should be able to get that answer?
All jurisdictions are required to educate the children in the community.
Yes, ma'am, but you have policies that encourage them to come here, do you not?
Sure, but it's true in D.C., it's true in Virginia, you name it. This is our world. At the end of the day, though, the number is minimal. Based on the statistics that we have, and we don't have a lot, as I said, we don't check.
Would you share the statistics you have?
I don't have them at my fingertips. It's probably, we don't.
Well, let's not deal in probably.
Legally or not legally. Are you? Do you have your birth certificate with you, sir?
Well, I think the point is, though, that.
Do you, ma'am?
Yeah.
You have your birth certificate?
Well, I have my driver's license on me, yeah. So, yeah. Well, let me just say, the point is that the kids who are coming here illegally don't speak English, and it does cost a lot more to educate those kids in the public schools. And it's one of the reasons the schools need more money is that a lot of the new students, 10,000 students over the next few years, will come to Montgomery County, that many of whom will not speak English. So
I don't know where you get that data. We are also the home, though, to many international families for a variety of reasons. As you know, D.C. is an international place. The number of kids in our schools whose families are working for the embassies and other places in the world that have headquarters here are pretty significant. They're part of our population as well. So it's really hard to generalize. I know it would be easy to pick out one element of the population, but that is not the case.
Well, it would seem to me if I were making a decision on behalf of Texas, ask a question, please?
Well, I'd like to finish my comment.
All right.
If you look down your street, at least on my street, we're seeing tremendous turnover in the community. I'm on the aging out end, and my neighbors are selling their homes to young families who are moving in here, and they're having kids like crazy.
Well, if I were an elected official of the Montgomery County Council, a member at large, and I represented taxpayers, and I was about to stick them with an almost 9% increase in property taxes, before I did that, I'd want to find out exactly what was causing the explosion of population in school and exactly where those kids were coming from. Is that not a fair question for the taxpayers to ask?
It's part of our analysis as we work through this. I just don't have that data at my fingertips.
Well, but shouldn't you have that data before you take the vote?
We do.
Well, you did. You say you don't have it.
I said I don't have it at my fingertips at this moment.
Well, it's 9%.
I thought we were going to talk about the budget. Apparently, you were talking about an issue that's important to you, but it really is not driving this conversation.
Well, apparently not. No, it's not driving your conversation.
It's community growth and community demand. We have schools with aging infrastructure that we need to address, lifestyles that we have to address, and needs we have to address. That's a function of government. We serve everyone.
It's true, but
you're adding a lot of senior services. We're adding a lot of infrastructure improvements that serve everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all about schools, but a good portion of it is indeed about schools. And we have an obligation to educate our community, and that's what makes Montgomery County and the other school systems in the area a draw for the rest of the world.
But Montgomery County has dropped in terms of its wealth, and some would argue that the tax policies are driving people out of the county.
That people are certainly filling those empty spots. If people are leaving, they're selling their homes to good families paying taxes as well.
Well, let me ask you, is this this Toby Town bus line in this new budget?
Yes, it is.
And so there's a thing. We're going to spend $400,000 to provide a bus service to just like a handful of people. Does that make good economic sense?
Well, sometimes, you have to adjust your policies to address need. It's a small piece of the budget. You could argue about it, and we did.
And how do you feel about it?
I felt it was necessary at this moment in time. The other options didn't seem to be viable.
Even though people have pointed out accurately that if you took 2 years of the budget that you're committing to this, you could have bought a car for every single person in that community?
Right. And the problem is, I think you would attack me more aggressively if we did that, bought everybody a car.
Well, I think it's a fair question to ask whether or not you're going to spend $400,000 a year in perpetuity, by the way, because once you start paying it, it's never going to go away, for a handful of people to get to the bus when there are other cheaper alternatives available.
Well, I can assure you that we review these kinds of decisions on a regular basis and try to make weigh all the priorities and weigh the options and look at every other option. If there's a better plan to serve needy communities in distant places, we'll certainly take a look.
Well, there were five or six different cheaper alternatives to this plan.
Well, yeah, but they didn't really get us what we needed.
What did you need?
A reliable, predictable system.
Now,
we could give people a car. That's true, but I don't think that's right.
No, I'm using hyperbole there, but
apparently what this show's all about.
No, it's asking questions that don't get asked of the people of the council, because there are no Republicans on the council who raise the issue.
Well, you know what we have thoughtful debates.
One-sided, thoughtful debates, yes.
I don't think that's the case. Sir, have you ever been to one?
Yes, I'm a longtime resident of the county.
Have you been to any of our meetings?
I have indeed.
Good. Well, then you've seen how we debate issues,
yes,
certainly in committee.
Which is why I'm asking these questions.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nancy Florine, our time has run out, but thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.